My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are at Fenway Park, as we always are every summer, for these two incredibly important days, the annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Front office report this week with Sam Kennedy, brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And the president of the Boston Red Sox, Sam Kennedy, joins us this morning. Sam, this relationship between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund began before you or even I, believe it or not, were on this planet Earth in 1953. That's a pretty incredible long-term relationship.
It's been remarkable, Greg. 71 years and counting. I think has to be the longest-standing relationship between a professional sports organization and a charitable organization, and it's just synonymous with the Red Sox and our history going all the way back to the days of Ted Williams. It's been an amazing relationship and one that I know will continue for forever. But growing up here in New England as a kid, you know, you knew about the Jimmy Fund the minute you were introduced to the Boston Red Sox. So it's been a great partnership, and these are two of the best days of the year for sure.
We're going to have David Ortiz and Jason Veritek on together next hour at 9:30. Both of those guys actively involved.
Get the mute button ready. You producers.
Actively involved since they arrived here with the Jimmy Fund. And it reminds me also of Tim Wakefield. And Tim Wakefield loved this event, loved working with the Jimmy Fund, and fought so hard for the patients and fought so hard himself. And I know that a part of what you guys are thinking about this particular year is Tim and Stacy and Larry Lucchino as well.
Yeah, thanks, Greg, for raising Stacy and Tim and Larry to the front of mind for all of all your listeners and all of Red Sox Nation. It's been a massive loss, a year of losses for the Red Sox family. Losing Tim and Stacy last fall and winter was just we've all heard so many tragic stories from this horrific disease, but Stacy's diagnosis came and it was incredibly bleak, and none of us knew that Wake was also dealing with brain cancer, and it was just unthinkable to think about a family and the loss happening like that so quickly. It's just been awful. And Larry Lucchino, a four-time cancer survivor, obviously the glue of the Red Sox organization and this ownership group. When we all came together with John and Tom back in 2001, he was the Jimmy Fund chairman for so long. And it's remarkable. I still can't believe that he's gone and that Stacy and Tim are gone. So we're going to dedicate our Partners Challenge, which we do every year to Larry, and the gifts that we raise from our partners over the next couple days will go to the Larry Lutino Family Fund within the Dana-Farber. But it's just been an amazing period of loss and a reminder why we have to encourage everyone in Red Sox Nation and all your incredibly generous listeners and our viewers on NESN to give. Larry had a saying, give until it hurts. And we really want everyone to step up and continue his legacy and make a donation. We really appreciate everyone getting involved.
You know, Sam, I think back to, you know, there's been a lot of losses. There's been a lot of great people that have passed. There's been unbelievable two decades of success that have been well documented and chronicled. But I don't recall a deeper feeling of sadness among all Red Sox fans, the people in the media, the people that follow the team, of any athlete in my lifetime like it was when Tim Wakefield passed. I just think he embodied so much of what people here prioritize. Selfless, dedicated. He did the 1 year annual recurring team option, the way that he took care of so many kids. I just think Tim Wakefield was just so unique. And I don't know if we say we took it for granted, but in his passing, I think the true appreciation really was what resonated with Red Sox fans.
You know, Chris, I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right. He was just, he embodied what our organization strives to be all about. You know, starting as a positional player in the minor leagues, realized that wasn't going to be his path to the big leagues, worked his butt off to reinvent himself. He becomes a Red Sox Hall of Famer with that knuckleball, and then doing what he did throughout the postseason years with what just coming in whenever we needed him, and then stepping up, as you said, as a player that always put everybody else first. He put his family first, never more evidenced by receiving the worst diagnosis you can receive regarding a family member, his wife Stacy. He was by her side, helping her healing and leading their family through all of this. And I'll never forget, you know, late in August, we didn't know. I literally was with him and a couple other people at a Red Sox golf outing. And, you know, he was telling us about Stacy and what he was dealing with. And he said, you know, I've been having some blurred vision. I'm going to go get it checked out. And it was literally 3 weeks later and he was gone. And it just shows you how wicked this disease is. And you're right, the sadness and the outpouring from all corners of not just the Red Sox Nation, but the baseball world, the professional sports world was extraordinary. And I think it was because the world knew how important Tim was to our franchise and more importantly to this region. And he loved the Jimmy Fund. He loved everybody there, Lisa Sherber, the doctors, the kids, and everyone who took care of him and Stacy. We say thank you and let's keep their legacy and honor what Tim Wakefield and Stacy Wakefield were all about.
Well, you mentioned the Partners Challenge. Will there be some sort of a partners raise over the next couple of weeks to the tune of about $4.5 or $5 billion, Sam, to purchase a basketball team that might be available?
You know, these media stories, we don't know where they come from, but they pick up momentum. Let's raise all that money and give it to the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber. We're focused on that, and we're focused on the end of the baseball season here. And by the way, I want to thank, speaking of the Celtics, I just heard their donation, and Rob Hale, just incredible, and everyone steps up, the Kraft family, the Jacobs family. This is a sports community-wide effort. I'm lucky to be a part of this sports community here and thank all the teams and their leadership group for getting involved.
I mean, how about just a tiny nugget? Is there some sort of renewed – if there wasn't interest before, is there renewed interest again? Or are you just – I mean, are you kicking the tires? I mean, you'd be dumb not to, kind of, like, you know –
Are there any more questions coming out of that radio booth related to the Dana Farber, the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you,
Sam, Wiggy went on the air at 6 a.m. Like effervescently expressing his desire that you buy the Celtics. So that bag of merch, the bag of merch that you gave him at spring training is going to pay off all year long. Let me just tell you that.
Wiggy, you and I are in together. We just need a couple billion dollars and we're off to the races.
Well, Ken's in. So there you go.
I got a couple hundred I can I only need a small percent.
Sam, I have one when it comes to the Jimmy Fund, because it is remarkable how every single year players for the Red Sox, both past, present, and I'm sure in the future, are so involved when it comes to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. How do you do that as an organization? How do you get players to buy in every single year, especially players that may be from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, that maybe have never heard of the Jimmy Fund before?
Yeah, it is remarkable. I mean, it started with Ted.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Williams, right? I mean, he took a personal interest in what was happening down the road at the Dana-Farber. And then, you know, guys like Dom DiMaggio and Johnny Pesky took the torch. And then Yaz and Mo Vaughn and Trot Nixon and obviously Wake and Poppy and Dustin and more recently Brock Holt. And we've got Garrett Whitlock this year as our captain. What we try to do with our rookie program when guys that are on the at the AAA level and are likely to be promoted, we have a rookie development program every winter at Fenway. And a visit to the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund is a fundamental part of that rookie development program. So they come in and we talk about the organization's values and the connection to the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, and we have a visit. And so I think at, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old, our players are exposed to this and they see these legends of the Red Sox and these icons that have been a part of this for so many decades. And just naturally, they want to get involved. It's not forced. It's not anything other than an authentic desire to help out. And guys really, really get into it. I think they realize how fortunate they are to be doing what they're doing. And it's just something that comes naturally because it's such a embedded part of what we do at the Red Sox.
A little bit of business. The team has suspended Jarren Duran for a couple games. You're just from your perspective. I know he's been very remorseful and regrets what happened, and sounds like he learned a lesson here. Just kind of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was a really tough day for the Red Sox and our organization, just because we work so hard to stress inclusivity and a sense of belonging. And I really think we've been a leader in this area for several decades. And so when you have a setback like that, you have to take it as a learning moment for the organization. I can tell you from spending time with Jarren yesterday, he is incredibly remorseful. He understands the language he used was unacceptable. And he'll grow from it, and we'll all grow from it. He's received the suspension, and he'll get through that, and then we'll move on. But it's just a reminder of why we do the work that we do, and we'll move forward, and hopefully we'll grow and get better from it.
Well, it's extraordinary. I know you've been here for all 22 years of this radio telethon, over $70 million raised. What the Red Sox do when it comes to the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber is unequaled, as you mentioned earlier, anywhere in the country. And so congratulations and thanks to the whole organization. And we appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning and talk a little bit about it.
Thanks so much, guys, and thanks to you for all you guys are doing. Let's make it a great couple of days, and we'll see you around 11 o'clock as we celebrate the amazing life of Larry Lucchino. Looking forward to that.
All right, Sam Kennedy, thank you very much. $138,222 is what you've given so far. So we got another hour left to go here. We'll be joined by David Ortiz and Jason Veritek coming up at 9:30, and we'll be right back from Fenway Park.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.